This is Vatican Radio. Among the pilgrims attending the World Youth Day events in Krakow were two American friends who went on a tour of the site of the former Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz-Birkenau and afterwards spoke to our correspondent Lydia Kane about the emotions their visit had aroused in them. Lydia spoke first to Hattie Shaw and afterwards to her friend Irene Wilson, both of them pilgrims who had come to Poland from their homes in the US.
Talk to me about your impressions of the place.
Well, everybody kind of had a different reaction, like especially the people that we were with, like the French and everything. And I think that's because, like, they were like, you seem to be the only one who really like felt something, because we learn about it in school and like we read about it in textbooks. But I feel like it's much more like they know more, or like it's more.
Is it the European dimension of it?
Yeah, I feel like it's more European. I don't know, like something about the Europeans. Like, I guess they just know more. So like when I got there, it's like really gloomy, and the way it's like so peaceful was like, that's just not how it was. So the peacefulness like was really unsettling.
People talk of a deafening silence. Was that how you'd put it?
Yeah, definitely. And just like walking around, like I just had this like pit in my stomach, because it's just, you're just like thinking about like all these terrible things that like happened. But it's also, I was like shocked at like how many people were there, because I just have never thought of it. Like when I found out we were going to Auschwitz, I was like, oh gosh, like it's gonna be like really intense. And like,
was it a place that you really wanted to see?
Not particularly. Just because it's so upsetting, and I knew it was going to really upset me, so I wasn't exactly looking forward to it. But since, like, after we've seen it and everything, I think it's kind of like a thing that people need. Like, being there brings everything alive. And like,
maybe understand
yeah,
it better.
I have such an understanding of it now, and I feel like, especially coming from the States and not really learning that much about it, like,
so it's
like
almost a practical, it's education, actually. Just, you've been more educated actually being there than learning from a textbook.
Exactly. I feel like the history needs to be like brought alive, especially like back in like Pennsylvania, like at my school too. Reading in the history textbook, it's like, oh, the Holocaust, like 900,000 Jews were killed in Auschwitz. Yeah. Like, it's just statistics. And it's being there and seeing these huts.
You're here also at the Center for Reconciliation. How much has that helped you?
It has helped me a lot. And we're just like being in such a big group and seeing all these other groups is just so amazing, because I've never done anything like this before. And like we're on like a pilgrimage, so we go to mass every day, we have adoration every day, we have lectures every day. So it's really like an experience where we're supposed to become deeper in our faith. And it's so inspiring being in a group of people. They all want to deepen their faith. And it definitely like is having an effect on me, and like me wanting to like go to World Youth Day and like see the Pope and like really have that experience.
You talked about World Youth Day, you talked about seeing the Pope. Are you thinking about what the Pope might say, or what would you like him to say?
Oh, that's a difficult question.
Would it be a case of being encouraging you in your faith?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm here with like my really good family friend, and when her mom was explaining what this is going to be like, she was like, it's going to be like you're going to see your favorite, like, imagine you're going to see your favorite artist at a concert. It's that kind of energy, but it's all for the Pope, and it's all for your faith. So, like, I really want to experience that, like, energy, like, among just young people around the world, and just, like, be in front of the Pope and just kind of, like, take it all in. And, like, I just feel like having that experience is all I really want, all I need. It's, like, what I'm really looking forward to.
The next American pilgrim to be interviewed by Lydia was Irene Wilson, who was also asked about her reactions to her visit to Auschwitz.
Mine were very similar to Hattie's as well. I've always been really interested in the Holocaust. I know that sounds kind of weird to say, but just like hearing different histories and like stories about people who survived, because it's just such a horrible time that I really like to learn like why or how this could have happened. So for me, when I like walked into Auschwitz and saw all of the camps, I was really imagining all of the stories I had read and the people being there, which is why I also think I had a very difficult time going through, because I was just thinking about the specific lives that I knew had gone through and had been on the train tracks and, you know, like all of the different places, the people who had been there in the past. So that was like, it was very difficult to see that and be around that energy. And I also felt the same sense of the eerie silence, the eerie peacefulness that was just surrounding the camp. I mean, this sounds kind of strange, but when we first went into like Auschwitz I, I think is what it's called, without knowing anything, it could just look like a little town. You know, like the buildings didn't really look scary or anything from the inside, very different, I'm sure, but you know, they have little like lanterns in the front, like it, they look like they could be apartments, and that was scary to me because it just,
such horror could have been committed in a place,
a place that didn't look like it could be so horrific. So that really like shook me, just to see how normal it looked almost.
How important do you think for your generation education is, educating people about what happened at places like Auschwitz-Birkenau?
I think it's very, very important. I mean, we do learn about it in school, but not as much about specific stories. It's more just learning facts. This is what happened. People were brainwashed, you know, there was propaganda, all of that, but it's not really like, oh, well, these are stories of people's lives who were just completely ruined. I think it's really important that we learn about those. And also not even just specifically the Holocaust, but we were talking about like the Rwanda genocide and things that have happened other places that people don't necessarily know about. I mean, we don't learn about the Rwanda genocide in the U.S. really in school. You learn about the Holocaust, but there's so many other things that I think are really important that people realize this hasn't only happened one time. There have been other cases throughout history that it just really needs to stop.
You're a participant at World Youth Day. How special is it being with, they talk about the Universal Church, you're with people from so many different, there's 187 countries represented at World Youth Day. How does that make you feel?
Kind of amazing, really. I mean, I'm from the U.S., but with a group from everyone in Europe, except for one other person. So I can really feel that, even in my own group, the difference of cultures all uniting under this one common wish to be, like, united to grow in our faith. And I think it's really amazing that people from all over are able to connect and to get to know each other just because of the one common theme. I don't know.
The Pope talks about, in other speeches he's made, he talks about young people going against the tide, believing in values, you know, having their own set of beliefs that carries them forward. In this day and age, do you find it difficult going against the tide when there are so many people, so many young people wanting to do something else?
It definitely is difficult, and I think also there's a really big fear in young people's hearts that if they go against what everyone else is doing or something, then they'll be weird or left out or won't be as accepted. But I think it's important for them to know that that's not true. And here I am with a group of people from all over, and you look at them, you might not think that they practice their faith, but all of us want the same thing. We're all like out there, totally normal people, and going against the tide has made us more open to meeting new people. You know, like, I've met so many great people that, like, if they had maybe, like, stayed, if they had stayed home, they hadn't decided to go, I would never have gotten to know them. We wouldn't be growing in our faith together.
When you go back to the States, yourself and Hattie, what message would you like to take back with you? And in your own diocese and your own parishes, how much community is there to evangelize, to take that message and to take it further? Is that possible in the diocese and in the parish that you're from?
I think it's possible, but it will be difficult. But I think if everyone really works together and is more united, I mean, I know a lot of groups going from my diocese, but they don't really know about each other, which I think is something that needs to happen. There needs to be some type of connection between getting to know people from other places and realizing that, no, I'm not the only one who is interested in this. There are people from all over the world, which is something I think that's really great about World Youth Day, is that you see people from all over who are all there for the same thing, and it makes you realize that you're not alone and things can change.
And that was the voice of Irene Wilson, and earlier you heard the voice of Hattie Shaw, both American pilgrims attending the World Youth Day event, who were interviewed by Lydia O'Kane.